The Lost Chord is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we salute actor and dancer Ida Rubenstein. Ida Danced All Night is what we call this week's program. The actor and dancer, Ida Rubenstein, specialized in strong, often sultry heroines. A remarkable figure, the sugar heiress from a family of Ukrainian Orthodox Jews essentially willed herself onto the Parisian stage, where her acting ability and natural magnetism more than compensated for her limited ability as a dancer. She was welcomed into the Ballet Russe in 1909, where she assumed the roles of Cleopatra and Scheherazade. Later for her own company, she introduced Maurice Ravel's Bolero and Stravinsky's Le Baiser de la Fée, The Fairy's Kiss. She gained notoriety for her often racy sensuality, stripping naked in The Dance of the Seven Veils, in a production of Oscar Wilde's Salome in 1908. As a woman and a Jew, she scandalized for assuming the title role in Gabriele D'Annunzio and Claude Debussy's The Martyrdom of Saint Sebastian in 1911. In 1924, she appropriated the symphonic variations Istar by Vincent d'Indy. Originally composed in 1896, the subject was a natural fit for the Rubenstein image, as Ishtar, the Assyrian goddess of love and war, descends into the underworld to rescue her lover. Along the way, she passes through seven doors. At each door, she removes a piece of jewelry or an article of clothing, until as she passes through the last, she stands unadorned. So does the music arrive finally at a complete statement of the theme, turning the usual structure of theme and variations on its head to suit the narrative. Here's the Pays de Loire Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of Pierre Devaux. A work danced by Rubenstein at the Paris Opera in 1924, Istar by Vincent d'Indy.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1896 by Vincent d'Indy, his symphonic variations Ishtar, inspired by a poem in which the goddess Ishtar descends into the underworld to rescue her lover. The work was appropriated by Ida Rubinstein, who danced the role of the Assyrian striptease at the Paris Opera in 1924. In this recording, the Pays de Loire Philharmonic was conducted by Pierre Dervaux. Ishtar by Vincent d'Indy. Honoring Ida Rubinstein this week, the actress and dancer who gained notoriety for her racy sensuality in roles like Oscar Wilde's Salome and the Ballet Russe productions of Cleopatra and Scheherazade. Ida danced all night. You're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to Semiramis from 1934. This time, Rubinstein played an Assyrian queen with insatiable carnal appetites. The music was by Arthur Onegger, and the instrumentation is quite striking. Female narrator, vocal soloists, five-part mixed chorus, with orchestra including double bass clarinet, saxophone, two harps, two pianos, celesta, and two ondes martineaux. Electronic keyboard instruments, sounding very much like a couple of theremins. This was the fifth commission the composer was to receive from Rubinstein. The sixth and last brought forth his magnum opus, Jeanne d'Arc au Boucher, Joan of Arc at the Stake. Semiramis was not a success, and the work remained unpublished during Onegger's lifetime. In particular, a 15-minute monologue toward the climax, written by Paul Valéry, took all the air out of the room. The spoken interlude has been omitted from the recording we're about to hear. The piece's first modern performance, in 1992, here's the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Leopold Hager, in Semiramis, by Arthur Onegger.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1934 by Artur Onegger. That was the ballet Semiramis, with its ear-catching instrumentation, including two Ond Martineau. We've heard soprano Mariette Kemmer, Vasil Ivanov, violin solo, Jean Loriot and Jacques Chamcurtin, Ond Martineau, the Brussels Polyphonia Choir, and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Leopold Hager. Music written for the actress, dancer, and patron of the arts, Ida Rubinstein, who was to work with Onegger one final time on one of his most acclaimed works, Jeanne d'Arc au Boucher, Joan of Arc at the Stake. Though she retired from the stage following Jeanne d'Arc in 1939, she continued to arrange special performances. By all accounts, what she lacked in ability as a dancer, she made up for in her acting ability and natural stage presence. She lived out the last decade of her life quietly and died in Venice in 1960. Ida Rubinstein, a remarkable figure. And with that rarely heard music by Artur Onegger, Semiramis, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. Ida danced all night. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.